You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 29, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Tyre Nichols case, a new trial ordered. A federal judge has ordered a new trial for three former Memphis police officers convicted of obstructing justice in the fatal beating of Tyre Nichols. U.S. District Judge Cheryl H. Lipman ruled that Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, and Justin Smith must face retrial on federal witness tampering and obstruction charges. Defense attorneys argued that U.S. District Judge Mark S. Norris showed bias by claiming the defendants had gang ties, though no evidence was presented at trial. Judge Lipman ruled the risk of bias too great, making a retrial necessary. The ruling underscores the importance of impartiality in cases that impact African American communities. Judge Norris recused himself days before sentencing. After overseeing the case since federal indictments in 2023, he accepted guilty pleas from two officers and presided over the trial for the other three. No reason was given publicly for his recusal, though sealed documents were filed beforehand. This unusual move caused delays and raised questions about transparency in the proceedings. The recusal led to Judge Lipman being assigned and new sentencing dates set for December 2025. She said these could change depending on her rulings on sealed motions, including the retrial order. This prolongs uncertainty for the officers, Nichols's family, and the community, adding to the emotional toll. At the state level, Bean, Haley, and Smith were acquitted in May 2025 of charges including second-degree murder, aggravated assault, kidnapping, and misconduct. In federal court, they were acquitted of the most serious charges but convicted of witness tampering for attempting to cover up the beating. This dual prosecution highlights the complexities of American law in cases of police misconduct. Meanwhile, Emmett Martin and Desmond Mills Jr. accepted plea deals, pleading guilty to federal charges. These agreements avoided state trials, but raised concerns about accountability. Sentencing for all five officers remains pending. Tyre Nichols, a 29-year-old black man, died in January 2023 after being pulled from his car, pepper-sprayed, tased, and beaten by Memphis officers. The video sparked national outrage, protests, and renewed debate about systemic racism in policing. While defense attorneys highlighted items found in Nichols' car, including drugs and cards not in his name, the central issue remains the officer's use of excessive force. The order for a new trial prolongs the fight for justice. For Nichols' family, it means more painful waiting. For the broader community, it symbolizes the struggle for accountability and reform. Judicial bias, sealed motions, and delays highlight the tension between fairness and transparency. For many, justice delayed feels like justice denied. The retrial's outcome will be closely watched as a test of the system's ability to hold police accountable. Copyright, African Elements.